This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I hope you liked yesterday's guest reader, if it actually happened, which I think it probably did. And if it didn't, I guess that means I have to go record my own version of that. So let's talk about the first word, which is bratwurst. B-R-A-T-W-U-R-S-T. Bratwurst. Some people say bratwurst because in the language that it is from, which looks like it's German, the V's and the W's are sort of backwards from the way we say them here in America, I think. A lot of people say a V instead of a W. Also looks like some people say bratwurst instead of, there's no R, bratwurst. So, this is a noun from 1851. It is fresh pork sausage for frying. And let's see, so we talked about that. It is German, from Old High German, bratwurst, from brat, which means meat. Oh, meat without waste. Oh, interesting. So that is literally all the stuff that would have gone to waste gets put into a brat sausage thing. And wurst means sausage. So it's sausage without no waste. It's a hot dog, too. Same thing. Basically, similar but different. Moving on to Braunschweiger or Braunschweiger, B-R-A-U-N-S-C-H-W-E-I-G-E-R, Braunschweiger or Braunschweiger. Again, same W-V thing. Could also be Braunschweiger, I guess you want to say. Noun from 1934. It is smoked liverwurst or liverwurst. So I guess in German, that's liver sausage, basically. This is German from Braunschweiger, which literally means Brunswick sausage. Brunswick sausage. Okay. Moving on to brava. And I think you can enunciate either the first or the second syllable, however you so choose. Brava, brava, brava. Noun from 1741, and the synonym is bravo, and that is used interjectionally in applauding a woman. What? Okay, so you say bravo for a man and brava for a woman? It seems so weird now, but I guess back then it made some sort of sense. All right, next we have bravado, noun from circa 1580, 1A. Blustering, swaggering conduct. Blustering, swaggering conduct. 1B, a pretense of bravery. 2, the quality or state of being foolhardy. This is from, let's see, Old Spanish, bravata, from Old Italian, bravata, from bravare, which means to challenge or show off, and that's from bravo. Next is the first form of brave. Adjective from the 15th century. 1, having or showing courage, as in a brave soldier, also as in a brave smile. 2, making a fine show. Synonym is colorful, as in brave banners flying in the wind. 3, synonyms are excellent, splendid. I could have just said excellent and splendid, as in the brave fire I soon had going. And that is a quote from J.F. Dobby or Doby. Bravely is an adverb. And this is from the Old Italian and Old Spanish, bravo, which means courageous or wild, probably from the Latin barbarus, which means barbarous. Next is the second form of brave, verb from 1546, starting with transitive. One, to face or endure with courage. Two is obsolete, to make showy. Now we have intransitive, which is archaic, to show courage, to make a brave show. Braver is a noun. Now we have the third form of brave, noun from 1590. One is archaic, when we have the synonym bravado. Two, one who is brave, specifically an American Indian warrior. Number three is archaic. Synonyms are bully and assassin. There is that Pixar movie Brave. I only saw it once in the theater, but I remember liking it fine. I don't think it's considered one of their better ones, but I thought it was pretty good. I should probably watch it again, though. Now we have Brave New World, three words, noun from 1933, a future world, situation, or development. Also, a recent development or recently changed situation. And this is from the dystopian novel Brave New World from 1932 by Aldous Huxley. I honestly can't remember if I read that book or not. I feel like it was probably assigned to me in school, but I don't remember. Next we have bravery, noun from 1548. One, the quality or state of being brave. Synonym is courage. 2A, fine clothes. And 2B, showy display. Now we have bravo, first form, noun from 1597. Synonyms are villain and desperado, especially a hired assassin. And this is Italian from bravo, which means brave. So why do they say bravo when they're applauding somebody? Maybe we'll find out, because we have two more forms of bravo, plus another version of bravo. Okay, so the second form of bravo is a noun from 1761, a shout of approval, used often interjectionally in applauding a performance. Yeah, that's great, but why? Why do they say that? Was there an earlier one that I read that would have made me understand it, and I just don't remember what I read? Entirely possible. Making a fine show, colorful. Maybe that's the one from Brave. Possibly, yes. You made a fine show. Bravo. Okay, third form of bravo. Transitive verb from 1831. To applaud by shouts of bravo. Isn't that the same? Okay. Now we have bravo again, but this time the B is capitalized. It is, it's just from 1952. A communications code word for the letter B. Ah. Oh, yeah. Alpha Bravo. Yep. So that's what that is. I don't know why it can't be like a noun. It's a word. The word is a noun, right? Yeah. Okay. Next we have bravura or bravura. First form, noun from 1757. One, a musical passage requiring exceptional agility and technical skill in execution. Two, a florid, brilliant style. Three, a show of daring or brilliance. This is Italian, literally means bravery, from bravare, which means to show off. But didn't we see bravare earlier? Where was that? Bravare. In the word bravado, it says to challenge or show off. Yes, it's the same thing, to show off. Great. And there's more at the word bravado. It was very brave of you to show technical skill in the execution of that musical passage. Now we have the second form of bravura, adjective from 1920. One, marked by a dazzling display of skill, as in a bravura performance. And number two, synonyms are ornate and showy. Now we have, I think it's could be pronounced bra or bro-ish, however you want to say it, B-R-A-W, adjective from circa 1565. I think I would say bra. Number one is chiefly Scottish, and the synonyms are good and fine. Yep, that's, how was your day? Bra. Number two is also chiefly Scottish, well-dressed. Now we have the word brawl with an L at the end. First form, intransitive verb from the 14th century. One, to quarrel or fight noisily. Synonym is wrangle with a WR. Two, to make a loud, confused noise. Brawler is a noun. Second form of brawl, noun from the 15th century. One, a noisy quarrel or fight. Two, a loud, tumultuous noise. Why does a brawl have to be so noisy? Can it just be a quarrel or a fight, but silent? Maybe not. Let's see, now we have brawly, adjective from 1940. One, inclined to brawl. Ooh, I'm feeling real brawly tonight. Number two, characterized by brawls or brawling. And then our last word for this episode is brawn, B-R-A-W-N, noun from the 13th century. 1A is British, the flesh of a boar. 1B, synonym is head cheese. Nah, I'm not going to take any guesses on what that means. 2A, full strong muscles. And 2B, muscular strength. And this is from Anglo-French braon, B-R-A-O-N, which means flesh or muscle, of Germanic origin, akin to the Old English word braid, which means flesh. So we had bratwurst, braunschweiger, brava, bravado, brave, brave new world, bravery, bravo, bravo, bravura, bra, brawl, brawly, and brawn. I am going to pick brave new world as the word of the episode because I think we are on the precipice of a brave new world given the current political, social situation that we are in. So, thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.